On April 16, 1997, Darrell Elder and Gerald Bowman pulled a driver from a Florida canal.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Elder and Bowman were driving that day in a wildlife refuge near Titusville when they saw a car veer off the highway and plow into the adjacent canal. Elder pulled over. They got out and called to the driver, but got no answer from the vehicle, which was sinking slowly in the murky water about 30 feet away. Elder started wading toward the car, but halfway there noticed a 7-foot-long alligator lurking near it. Pausing briefly, Elder swam to the car and climbed on. He tried to open its doors, which were locked, and couldn't kick out a window. Bowman tossed him a hammer from their car, and Elder shattered the driver's side rear window. Then Bowman also swam out to the car, despite the alligator. Reaching through the broken window, he unlocked the door, and the two of them managed to pull it open. As water filled the car, it sank to the bottom of the 5-foot-deep canal. Standing in the shoulder-deep water, Elder and Bowman dragged out the unconscious driver and got him to the bank. He was hospitalized, but recovered. Elder cut his hand during the incident, but neither rescuer was otherwise injured.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.